If I were to say this is a setting the bar story, how would you describe it, Kelly?
It's an example of what not to do, or situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
And hopefully you actually listen to these, and you maybe hear some of these stories from time to time and go, oh my gosh, what an idiot!
Yeah, make a little mental note, I'm not going to do that.
Right, what an idiot, I would never, why would they even talk about that? I would never. But here we are, an identical story to what we did just last month. And if you can manage to make it through the day without following your GPS into the ocean, you're doing okay.
Come on now. The ocean's big. You know that cars don't drive on the ocean.
Not only did we have the same type of story last month, it was in the exact same location in Hawaii as this story is today.
Okay. There needs to be a sign.
Yep.
We're at Honokohau Harbor, and this lady just drove into the boat ramp.
Just who cares? Leave them on. Let's go.
Well, they just, you gotta leave the car.
Yeah, so she was rescued by some fishermen who were there in a nearby boat.
They start taking on water right now.
Hurry, it's going under.
Yeah, and so, you know, she was trying to like turn off the windshield wipers before leaving her car. And they're just like, yeah, let me lock it up. Make sure, you know, make sure no one.
Do I have everything?
No one steals it. Do I have my purse? Do I have my lipstick and all that? No.
Did she also like look bold, like I think this is supposed to happen, like the last people that did that? Because they didn't seem concerned when they were driving in. They're like, okay, there must be some sort of secret road that's going to emerge any minute.
Secret road. We just don't see. Maybe this is an illusion.
Yes.
Well, like last time, vehicle submerged pretty quickly. She's okay. But it also reminds me of one of my favorite scenes from The Office, where Michael Scott, played by Steve Carell, is driving alongside or with Dwight Schrute, and they're just on a road and
make a right turn.
Wait. No. It means bear right.
No,
up there.
It said right. It said take a right.
It means go up to the right, bear right over the bridge and hook up with 307.
Make a right.
Maybe it's
turn.
A shortcut, Dwight. It said go to the right.
It can't be.
Maybe it's a shortcut.
There's a lake there.
I think it knows where it is going.
This is the
lake. Machine knows.
This is the lake.
Stop yelling at me.
No, it's up there. There's no road here.
Yeah, so I think that that's probably the scene that exactly happened the two times that these people drove into the ocean.
The machine knows.
The machine, stop yelling at me. The machine knows.
Ignore the body of water we're driving into. The machine knows.
So again, if you can manage to make it through the day without following your GPS into the ocean or any body of water, you're doing okay.
Okay, there needs to be a really big sign. If this is the same spot.
Same spot.
This is happening. There needs to be a sign because this is not going to be the last time either.
Would they even pay attention to that?
Maybe. Like, the sign needs to clearly say, though, if your GPS is telling you to turn here, do not listen. The machine does not know. Keep going straight.
The machine knows!
Yeah, no. They need to clearly, like, put that on a big sign. Maybe make it neon. Yeah.
That's
like,
your
do
setting.
Do not turn here.
The bar story.
Yeah.
On 99.7 DJX.